So it seems like the center has a lot of different services for the community. Joanna, why don't you explain the center?
Okay, so first of all, we started in 1991 here in Homer with a small office, and then eventually branched out to other communities on the Kenai Peninsula. And just in October of 2017 did we open an office there in Kodiak. So we do, you're right, we do a lot of different services. We have about 12 different grants and do about two different fee-for-service activities. So Centers for Independent Living are required by federal regulation to provide five core services. Those are individual and systems advocacy, peer counseling or peer support, independent living skills training, transition from nursing homes and to community-based services, and transition within the schools, and then finally, information and referral. So those are services that we have to provide, and then we can provide a variety of different services based on what folks, elders or folks with disabilities need.
Are there many organizations like yours in Alaska right now?
There are a total of four Centers for Independent Living in Alaska. Access Alaska is the largest center. They have offices in Anchorage, Matsu, and Fairbanks. And Southeast Alaska Independent Living, it has responsibility for that area. Arctic Access has a small office in Nome. And then our region is Kenai Peninsula, Kodiak Island, and Valdez, Cordova, Census area.
All right. And so when you first opened up in 1991, what was the scene like then?
The scene was we had about a $30,000 budget, and we were the second independent living center to open in the state of Alaska. So there's a couple of things that make Centers for Independent Living very different from other service organizations. One of which anybody with any age with any disability is eligible for our services. And then the other one is the again, by federal requirement, the majority of us on staff and the majority of the governing board have to experience disabilities themselves. So it's more of a peer-to-peer type relationship.
Oh, that's really interesting. Why did they make a decision to go in that direction?
Oh my. You want a little history lesson?
Yes.
So Centers for Independent Living started back in the late 60s, early 70s in Berkeley, California, by a man by the name of Ed Roberts. And he was a ventilator-dependent quadriplegic. What he found were a lot of various barriers to him going anywhere in his, even in Berkeley, California. So going to college was difficult, going into buildings was difficult, and so he started, and remember that was right around the time of the civil rights movement as well. So he initially created Centers for Independent Living as advocacy organizations to advocate for others with disabilities, and realizing that there are sometimes different service systems for folks with different disabilities. So Centers for Independent Living have, we call it cross-disability services. So as I said, anybody with any disability is eligible for our services.
And as far as I remember, last year you guys also acquired STAR, is that right?
That's
Which
right.
is a program that used to belong under HOPE here in Kodiak and was transitioned over to you guys.
Right. Do you want me to answer that or Carrie?
Carrie, why don't you go ahead?
Well, I provide referral and assistance to the individuals and families that experience disabilities, and we help them complete and submit eligibility applications for the developmental disability services, and then there's also a registration and review application that helps put them on a wait list to be pulled by the state at their will, I guess, for Medicaid waivers. And what the Medicaid waivers help do is they help fund services that they need in the community, whether it be respite care, supported living, or day hub services. And so I help get them all the information together and submit the applications for them. And at times we can also assist those that are eligible in accessing mini grants for different things that will help with their independence, safety, or their quality of life, whatever they're needing.
Right. And why did Independent Living Center end up taking over STAR from HOPE?
That's a Joanna question.
Okay. So I just kind of jotted down a couple of notes. Even though we are recognized and funded as a Center for Independent Living, we're also recognized and funded by the state of Alaska as an Aging and Disability Resource Center. So there's some overlap of services for sure with Centers for Independent Living, but one of the requirements for an Aging and Disability Resource Center, as well as the STAR program, is to be conflict-free. In other words, we can't be Medicaid providers and also be giving people options. So ADRC and the STAR program is about, as Carrie said, looking at individuals or talking with individuals about what their options are within the community. So we are conflict-free. We are not a direct Medicaid provider. So there was some verbiage in the request for proposal for the STAR program. And we are, ILC is the STAR program for the Kenai Peninsula as well as Valdez-Cordova census area. So it kind of made sense that we put our hat in the ring for the STAR program there in Kodiak.
Okay, and we also have someone who uses the services of the Living Center. Mary, why don't you talk a little bit about how you benefit from that?
My dad's lived with us for about 2.5 years now, and when he came into our house, which we chose to do and take care of him, my income went down quite a bit because, you know, I was taking care of him and therefore cut into my work time. And I am pretty much an independent, self-employed, we'll put it that way. And I get to pick and choose my hours and I work from home. But it was really kind of eating into our finances because my dad, he's on Social Security and, you know, it doesn't really cover everything. So I'd been mentioning this throughout the 2.5 years. I'd have people say, well, can't you get like funding from someplace? And I finally started looking pretty seriously like maybe August of last year, actually before that because I had surgery then. Anyway, mid last year, I started just like asking people that might have an idea, and it went through like 4 or 5 different places, you know, that gave me leads. And I ended up finally Christine here at, I can't remember.
Consumer Direct.
Thank you. I was going CDS, yes. And then she got me into with Joanna. And basically my dad is under VA care, medical, which is the choice program here in Alaska. And I filled out, I had to get my dad to the doctor, and Dr. Jones filled out the paperwork to say, and then it was evaluated by the veterans or whoever evaluates them and said, okay, we'll pay for up to, well, through the budgeting process and everything, we found out that they'll pay me for 22 hours a week, which I do. I mean, I do work a lot more for my dad, but I'll take the 22 hours a week because it's very, very beneficial. You know, it's been very helpful since then. And it took me a long time. There was times that I was like frustrated and I was like, well, this is just the way it is. Carl and I are just going to take care of my dad because that's what we're supposed to do. But it has like, it's taken a lot of stress off of me because I'm always the one that worries about the money and stuff. And I also had surgery and I was pretty much not making a lot of money last year anyway. So It's like, so it's been very helpful, and more people need to know about the services. And I'm just glad that I just finally just kept asking the right people, and Joanna and Tanya have been very helpful. They walked me through step by step, and in our situation, I am the provider. My dad is like the employer, and actually I should say my husband is, because my dad can't really make all the kind of like right decisions, and I don't mean that to be in a mean way or anything, but he also doesn't remember very well, so anyway. And so we went through all the process, and it's been very helpful. So more people need to realize that this service is out there. That's why when Tanya asked if I could be here, I said sure, you know, when I found out I could, because it's important for people to know, because it's helped me a lot, and it's helped my family a lot. And if we just need to get the word out about it, and I'm thankful that this program exists.
What is the program that you're using? What is it?
Yeah, so this is what we're referring to as Voice for Veterans, and it's a veteran-directed home and community-based program that allows veterans to choose their own care. It's really meant for veterans who have long-term care needs, and it allows them to stay at home if they choose, versus a very expensive nursing home, which is where a lot of people choose not to be, or just simply from the expense, it's not desirable. But this is what we're calling Voice, and we really want more veterans to know about it and meet their needs. It allows them to direct their own care.
Is this, how new is this program for Kodiak, at least?
Can I jump in?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So actually, we were the first agency in Alaska to negotiate and actually advocate with the VA to start this program in Alaska. So as Tanya and Marion said, it's called Veterans Directed Home and Community-Based Services. So we started, doing all the massive amounts of paperwork about 3 years ago. Had to write policies and do some other administrative work. And then about 2.5 years ago, we enrolled our first veteran here on the, actually, the first two or three veterans. One was is still living in Kodiak, and the others were here on the Kenai Peninsula. So we have, since the program started, we have enrolled 36 veterans from the Kenai Peninsula and Kodiak. And currently, I think we have about 25 or 26 that are actively using the program. So it's probably one of the coolest, newest programs that I'm incredibly proud of, because, as Marion says, it allows people to actually choose their own care and who their caregivers are. Family members are not, are encouraged, if they desire, to be the primary caregiver and paid caregiver for the veteran. So as we know with some of the other insurance companies, Medicaid, that's not allowable a lot of times. So we like we're all about consumer direction or consumer control or self-direction, self-determination, whatever you want to call it, but this program is probably the biggest example of that, because people have are in charge of their own funding.
Right. And Tanya, how many people in Kodiak are enrolled in Voice right now?
Currently, there's two families.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The other family is also a veteran, or
right? You have to be a veteran. And you have to be enrolled in Veteran Choice Healthcare, which isn't too difficult to do. But we have some more out there that are potentials, and I'd like to see if they can qualify to sign up. So,
what is the funding opportunities out there for veterans? Are there a lot of ways for veterans to get financial help if they need it?
Although I'm Marion probably knows better than I, the VA system is incredibly difficult to navigate. So VA, depending on the level of service connection of the veteran, there are different pensions and financial pieces that the veteran is eligible for. Potentially there's different types of health care. There's housing modifications. There's other in-home supports. There's supplies, medications. One of the things that we try to do, though it is difficult, is to know a little bit about the different VA services and who to contact at either locally or at the Anchorage VA system, so that we can help, you know, smooth the path a little bit, because it is incredibly complicated.
All right. Looks like we have about a minute left. So I know that you wanted to talk about Omen House you guys are having here just about this week. It's on Thursday, February 22nd.
Joanna will actually be traveling to Kodiak, so that's exciting. And we're finally having our open house here this Thursday at lunchtime from noon to 2 p.m. right there at our office, which is located in the old fishing game building across from the Russian church there on Mission Road, 211 Mission Road. And we want people to just come by and take a look at our offices and meet the staff and learn more about our programs.